Hello?
Paula? Oh my god. I haven't talked to you in forever. So tell me, how are you? Have you been? Ugh, I know what you mean. It's so crazy this time of year. I can hardly get a minute to myself to think, I swear. Ugh, I am so glad you called, honey. I heard the juiciest gossip about Tracy Polinsky yesterday. Have you heard? No. Oh my gosh, I never hear gossip before you. This is my moment, Paula. Oh, all right, fine. So, you know my cousin Dee? Yeah, the one with the salon? Speaking of which, I noticed you haven't scheduled a touch-up for your hair, babe. I know it's been busy for you, but you got to make sure you're taking care of yourself, girl, you know? Remind me to schedule with you later, okay? Okay, we gotta touch up your perm, darling. I can't have my best friend's hair going limp now, can I? No, not good for business. Anyway, Dee told me that Janice Borkins told her that Tracy cheated on a boyfriend last week. I know, can you believe it? Ugh, well, you better believe it, because it came from a very reliable source. Well, you see, Janice is dating Peter, who's friends with Trevor, who's the brother of Patrick, Tracy's boyfriend. And Patrick told Peter, who told Janice, of course. I know, it's crazy, right? I'm not surprised, though. Tracy's so nasty, you know? Of course it'd be her. Ugh, disgusting. Such a sleazebag, am I right? I'll never understand how someone could treat their boyfriend so poorly. I would never do such a... Speak of the devil, my boyfriend just walked into the room. Paula, honey, let me put you on hold for a mo, okay? Yeah, just a sec. Baby, hi, what's up? I know I promised I'd give you a special treat tonight, baby, but I'm on the phone with Paula, can't you see? Yes, it's important. Did you not hear what I just said about Tracy Polinsky? This news will be swept under the rug by next week, and I have been dying for the chance to drag this bitch. I'm not letting my chance slip by, baby. Sweetie, you're not being very mature about this. I know I promised, but something came up, and I... Oh my gosh, fine, I'm right already. Just lie here next to me. I'll take care of you. Yes, I'm serious. I'm not missing out on this gossip session, baby. So if you want your cock played with, then this is your only chance. And I swear to God, baby, if you make a noise and embarrass me in front of my friend, I will never touch you again. And that is a promise. Yeah, you never. Just get over here, pants down. There. God, you're so hard already. So nasty, I swear. Okay, now hush. Paula? Sorry, darling. Man, am I right? So, what were you saying? Oh, I know. I can't believe she did that to Patrick. He's such a sweetheart, right? A real Georgia peach. Poor guy. He's so attractive, though. I'm sure he'll have another girl in no time. Oh, you know, Paula, I've got an idea. You know me and my ideas. Hold on. Baby, I said no noises. Yes, you were. I heard you groaning as I pumped your cock. Ugh, you're getting pre-cum all over my hands. God, can you be more of a mess? Just be quiet, okay? Paula, sorry, my boyfriend is such a handful. Anyway, so I was thinking, you know my cousin Patty? Yeah, Patty with the big breasts, which, by the way, fake. I know, they look so real, right? But my cousin Dee was at Dr. Rogers getting her nose done. Which, you did not hear that from me, by the way. And he told her all about it. Oh, confidentiality, schmomfidentiality, girl. Dr. Rogers is a family friend. There's no secrets between friends, am I right? Anyway, Patty just got dumped last month. Wouldn't it be positively naughty if we hooked Patrick and Patty up? I know. He would get so much fun out of her big old breasts instead of nasty Tracy's little bee stings. Paula, hold on again. Baby! Oh my god, you just started throbbing in my hands. Were you imagining my cousin's boobs? Shut up. I can tell you were. Ugh, you are so disgusting. Yeah, I know you love tits, but my cousin is off limits to you, you disgustoid. No, shut up. Here, you want to look at tits? I'll show you some tits. Here, look at mine, you pervert. Here. There. There we go. Oh, your cock is nice and hot again, isn't it? Patty who, am I right? Now, keep your hands to yourself and no noises. You can look, but no touching. Paula? Hi, sweetie. So, what you think? Yeah? Oh, I'm so glad you agree. I think they'll be such a cute couple. You know what else we could do? We could all get together and go to the pizza parlor one night. Yeah. Maybe the one down by the shore? What do you think about that? Well, we wouldn't want too many people. Maybe just me, my boyfriend, you, and who are you dating again? Oh, right, Vinny. How is he, by the way? Oh, what a good boy. Such a family man. You chose yourself a good man, Paula. Anyway, me and my boyfriend, you and Vinny, and Patty and Patrick. How's that sound? Oh, perfect. How about this? You invite Vinny, and I'll invite cousin Patty. That way, they don't immediately know what to set up, right? Perfect. Oh, this is going to be the best little food orgy. God. Hold on, Paula. I'm so sorry. Baby, you moaned. Yes, you did. You moaned when I said the word orgy. Ugh, you did it again, you freaking perv. What, you like the idea of being in a group while we have sex and swap it around with other girls? Oh, God, you're so naughty. Ugh, you can't even be trusted tonight, I swear. I'm just going to have to jack you off even faster now, baby. And you better come soon, and not a single peep. If she hears you coming, you'll never live it down. Paula, I'm back again. Yes, I'm so excited, too. I just spoke with my boyfriend, and he's positively bursting with excitement, too. Aren't you, baby? Aw, he's a bit preoccupied right now. Can't talk. So, how you thinking about doing your hair, Maybe a nice, long, thick French braid, Or what about an updo? I know they can be pretty hard, but they are so worth it. You like that, huh, baby? Come on, show me how much you like it. What? No, Paula, sorry, I was talking to my boyfriend. Anyway, what you thinking, Oh, I like it. Very Julia and Pretty Woman, you know? Oh, I know, it's my favorite movie, too. We are so alike. Who can resist a sexy lady who knows how to please her man? Am I right? Too right. I think I'll wear my hair loose and maybe wear that tight little spandex mini skirt I got last time we went to the mall together. You remember? Yeah, the aqua one. I'll just have to be careful. If I bend over too far, my ass just spills out. I can't just be flashing you all in public during our little orgy now, can I? Oh my god! Pull up, baby. Hold on. Let me call you back, okay? My boyfriend just made the biggest mess. Baby! Oh, I can't believe you. You didn't even warn me. Ugh, you came all over my cheetah print PJs. So inconsiderate. God. No, you stay here. I got to go clean myself up now. Ugh, you can forget about any chance you may have had at that orgy, mister.